Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Coming up, near misses in the skies are on the upswing as the popularity of drone aircraft for private use soars.
But first, today there are planned protests across the United States, not over Ferguson, but over what's going on in Mexico. It's been a little more than 2 months since 43 students went missing from the state of Guerrero, and last week, five more bodies were found burned in a car there. Protests have sprung up in several states around Mexico as anger has boiled over. Carrie Kahn is NPR's Mexico City correspondent. She's with us now. Carrie, what is the latest first on the investigation?
Well, I wish there was more good news to report. It's pretty much where it's been for the last couple weeks. The attorney general at last press conference told the public that their version of the events is that the students were turned over to a criminal gang that murdered them and burned their remains beyond recognition. They had two bone fragments that they were able to recover from this grand incineration of the students. They have sent them to a lab in Austria that has the type of technology and the expertise needed to hopefully make positive identifications. As far as the investigation, more than 50 people have been arrested. They are being processed. I think one of the most interesting things that will come up this week is that the mayor and his wife of the town of Iguala in the state of Guerrero, who have been accused of being the masterminds of these crimes, are not charged with any crimes regarding the 43 students. The mayor was charged with three counts of homicide, attempted homicide, and kidnapping, but those all relate to an incident a year ago. And his wife, who was labeled as a principal operator of this drug gang that supposedly killed the students, has no charges against her. She has been placed on a 40-day special detention, and I believe, if my math is correct, that is up this week.
And meanwhile, these demonstrations have just gotten bigger and bigger. The president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has seen his popularity rating drop to its lowest point since he took office 2 years ago. Why are people so angry with him in particular?
I think a lot of it has to do with the slow attention that was put by the administration on this case. It took them weeks to get involved. They have made missteps, prosecutorial missteps along the way. The mayor and his wife of Iguala were on the run for weeks without being found. And then the president went away for summits in Asia for at least a week and left at the height of a lot of the anger and the frustration over the case. And then when he came back, there were allegations of conflict of interest on his part with a major bid for a high-speed train that was going to go through a major part of Mexico. And so there had been a confluence of events that came all at the same time that really have put this administration in bad light and the ire of many of these protests.
And I imagine the protesters are not happy with a new law passed in Mexico making protests like this illegal.
It was actually passed last April and didn't get a lot of attention until just recently. And I think a lot of people are just hearing about it. It's also for massive mobilizations over dozens of cities all at the same time. But analysts are looking quite closely at it, and the left, too, has looked at it and decried it as a way of cracking down on free speech. And so I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about it in coming days.
Carrie, President Peña Nieto has sent new security reforms to Congress as a result of all this that would involve putting approximately 1,800 municipal police forces under federal command and creating a national 911 line. Are those all about just trying to tamp down some of this anger and frustration that people have with him?
The impunity and the corruption that was uncovered in this case, in this disappearance of the 43 students, just alarmed so many people on so many levels. The president needed to do something. But there's been criticism over his 10-point reform program. A lot of people say these are rehashed ideas. A lot of say they're too expensive. And mostly what people are saying, it needs the political will also, which is most important to implement them.
Well, that's a good question. Is there a chance that these are going to pass?
There is a great movement on all political parties to try and do something right now. They need to do something. there's one proposal that is being talked about right now, as you said, the dissolving of these municipal police forces. And so there's questions right now whether that is constitutionally allowable. But where we've seen most of the corruption, it's at these municipal forces. And so something needs to be done. Some people say this is the way to do it, and some people say this is not the way to do it. One of the biggest questions is whether there are enough people out there to join the police if you were to purge all these 1,800 municipal police forces. That's a lot of police officers to let go.
Meanwhile, Carrie, you've been regularly reporting from Guerrero where these students went missing. What's it like there at this point?
It's a large state. It's a very agricultural, rural state, but it also is very dependent on tourism. I was just recently in Acapulco, which is the tourist mecca and the center of a lot of economic prosperity for the state, and it is dead. It is just quiet there. The businesses and the hotel areas are just hemorrhaging money and laying off people. So the economic situation on top of the security situation is very dire right now. The roadways, a lot of times there are masked students that have taken over the toll booths, and you have to go through these situations where you're confronted by masked people who are asking you for money. So it's a little unsettling, but at the same time, they just want the money that they're collecting right now. I've even had them make change when I haven't had the right amount of money that they're asking. So, you know, there's two sides to that. There have been some violent protests in the state, which make it very sketchy in certain times. The U.S. Embassy has warned people from traveling in Guerrero, so it's a difficult time in the state. And then also when you talk to people just about the situation and the insecurity that is going on there, it's heartbreaking. I've talked to many grown men who have been searching for loved ones that have been disappeared beyond these 43 students. You know, you talk to the family members, it's heartbreaking, but you also talk to people who aren't getting the attention of their family members that have been disappeared or missing. People feel very impotent in the face of the insecurity that's going on in the state right now. And you could feel it. It's palpable. And it's a very sad situation in Guerrero right now.
NPR Mexico City correspondent Carrie Kahn joining us with the latest on this ongoing story and more protests today, not just in Mexico, but also across the United States. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.